a total and complete economic.
Do you want to say hello again?
Yeah.
You do? All right. Now, since we aren't sure just how much of that got out, who lets you and I sing again? Happy birthday
to
you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear William Cooper. Happy birthday to you and many more. All right. We are here in studio with a live audience. We've had a large gathering here this afternoon, and it's been a really happy day. We're checking to make sure that you're hearing us out there. And we are, as you know, calling you and talking to you from the studio in St. John's, Arizona. We still have Pooh here in studio, right, Pooh? And our other singers have gone back to join the audience. Now, tonight we are going to have a ladies' night. Pooh is deciding that she's going to get down and join the audience. I think she wants to sit with her daddy.
I want to sit with my Amy.
Oh, with Amy right now. All right.
Bye.
She said goodbye to everyone. Well, here we are in St. John's. We talked a little about St. John's last Friday night when we announced that we were having a ladies' call-in. And at that time, we were only going out on satellite. So if I repeat myself tonight, it'll be all right. I wanted to tell you, but I think we have a caller, and I think maybe we'd better say hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Thank you
so much, Carolyn. Oh, who's calling?
This is Bart from L.A.
Bart from L.A. Los Angeles, that is, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, we are having a ladies' night, but we're delighted to hear from you.
Okay. I wanted to wish Bill a very happy birthday.
Very good.
There are a lot of my friends here who are listening to the show, and they all give their warmest thanks for Bill and everything that you and Annie and Tim and everybody there have been putting forth all the effort and disseminating information and working very hard towards stopping what's coming.
Well, I think we all agree with you, and we're glad you called in and said it.
Great.
Are you there alone? Is there anybody else with you?
They're all listening to the radio in the other room, unfortunately.
Oh, all right. They're not near the telephone. Well, thanks for calling in.
No problem, Carolyn.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night. All right. We're still on the air then. If anyone else wants to call right in, I'll watch for the light. Meantime, I'll tell you a little more about St. John's. We're at the elevation of 5,730 feet. That'll be a bit of a climb for all of you when you come to visit. Here's the caller. Hello, you're on the air?
Yes, this is the woman from Austin, Texas, wishing Bill Cooper a happy, happy birthday.
Well, thank you for calling. The Worm from Austin?
Yes, and if there's some people out there, maybe Tim and John and Rosalie are in the audience. Don't know who this is.
They will. Well, you're sure you don't want to tell everybody else around the world who you are?
Oh, this is Mark.
I see. And we just heard from another Mark and Bart.
Right, from L.A.
From L.A. So you are Mark from?
Austin.
Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, that is.
Right.
Right? Well, it's good to hear from you. Did you have a good drive back?
I did. It was a long drive back, but it was fun. I missed everybody up there. And hello, Pooh. You're a wonderful singer.
Very good. She's listening.
Oh, I'm glad.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, by now everybody knows that it is William Cooper's birthday, and the year of his birth was 1943, and I'll let you figure that one out. I wanted to tell you also that St. John's was incorporated in the year 1946 as the Apache County seat. I didn't get a chance to tell you that last Friday night, and of course I didn't get a chance to tell the audience on shortwave. We're waiting for another caller, and that number that you can call is 972524 with an area code of 602. That's 602-337-2524. We're looking forward to having many of the women call to tell us what's going on in their state and how they're talking with their children about our country and what we're doing about winning it back, getting the Constitution back in force. Now a little more about St. John's. It was first named El Vadito, a little river crossing, and that's the Little Colorado River. And in 1879, people came along and changed it to a Spanish San Juan, and then shortly after to St. John's. So we are left with the name St. John's in Arizona. We're waiting now for another caller. The number is 602-337-2524. I know this was a surprise for the women out there, as it was last Friday night for the women who were listening on satellite. But if you'll rally around, don't be shy. Call and share with us some of the things that you are doing in your area. You do talk to me during the daytime so that I know things are going on. Here's a caller. Hello, you're on the air. I see. You really want to be on the air, don't you? I wonder if you called last Friday night also. It's a shame that there are so many animals out there wanting to talk. We'll go on with the fact that the weekly Apache County Observer came out yesterday again, and I've discovered, since this is ladies' call-in night, I've discovered that Frances Morris is the editor and publisher. And I was told by her husband this afternoon that she started the paper up again about a year and a half ago. It's called the Apache County Observer, and it comes out every Thursday. It was being published many, many years ago, 1920, 1930, and then it was closed down until about the 60s. It was closed down in the 60s, and she decided to open it back up again and publish a small town newspaper. So we're appreciative that she has done that. The headlines are telling all of the children that there's a carnival in town and that there's a circus coming on May 24th. I know that Pooh has mentioned this several times already. The callers can call the number 1-602-337-2524. That's 1-602-337-2524. Pooh had a message there, and I couldn't interpret it. Pooh, if you want to come back and give me that message, I'll take it. Just come and tell me what it is you had to communicate with the audience out there. She announced that she's going to the carnival tomorrow morning. I think it's a treat with her dad. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, this is Anne Marie. I live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, hello, Anne Marie.
I happened to be attending a meeting last night where I'm going to be involved with the militia, and I got home before midnight. Lo and behold, Bill was talking about joining and making your own militia. I could not believe it. It was fantastic, the show last night.
It was a pretty stunning show, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. And I get a chance to tape some of it, if he doesn't mind taping. I mean, I taped it. I wanted to have other people listen to it. But I also wondered, if I send away for your tape, do I send to the Sholo, Arizona address?
Right. That's Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona.
Okay.
85901, and the address is to Kaji, of course, and that will be given at the end of the show.
Okay, and also, if I wanted to order the canned seeds that Bill talked about last week, can I also send this address for the seeds?
If you get it in the mail tonight before midnight, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Just wait.
You got 45 minutes, well, no, you don't.
No, I don't.
Well, wait and see. Maybe it'll be run again.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne Marie. Well, the seeds are a popular number, and perhaps they won't be... Oh, Pooh has come to announce that the seeds are still open. That's a good announcement. I hope Anne-Marie is still listening. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Ken from Colorado. Wish Bill a happy birthday, and Katie wanted to say hello to Pooh.
Well, thank you, Ken. I'm so glad you've called. Katie, Pooh, come on up here. Pooh, can you hear me? You'll have to come up here and say hello to Katie.
Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
It's been a little while since we've seen you.
I know.
How's school?
Fine.
Here's Pooh.
It's Pooh Bear. It's Pooh Bear.
Hi, Katie. She's saying hi.
Hi, Katie. Katie. Pooh Bear.
Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pooh Bear.
Say hello.
Hi.
Pooh Bear, can I tell you something?
Can
what? I want to tell you something.
Okay, you go ahead and tell her.
Happy birthday.
What did you say, Katie?
I said happy birthday.
I can't hear you.
Happy birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday to your daddy. Thank you, Katie.
I love you.
Oh, she loves you too, Katie.
Bye.
Bye, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay,
that was very good. All right, we'll be looking for the next call. Here's a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Marcia from St. Petersburg. I want to wish Bill a very merry birthday. Oh, yes.
A merry birthday. That's wonderful.
A happy birthday and a merry one. My birthday present is a quote from Thomas Jefferson. The greatest thing about the Second Amendment is that we will not need it until they try to take it away from us. Do you understand, people?
Bill is out there in the audience clapping.
Yes.
Cheering. Everyone is cheering. Do you want to repeat it?
Yes. Thomas Jefferson said, the greatest thing about the Second Amendment is we will not need it until they try to take it away from us. And people, they're doing it. They've done it. Wake up. You just better wake up out there. You're losing rights by the minute. Not by the day, by the minute. William, we thank you very much. Oh, and I did want to comment. I did get the documentation.
The treason documents?
Right. And, you know, I know it's a little bit expensive, people, but do like I did. We chipped in because we all intend to use it and copy it. So if you can get somebody to chip in with you, it is more than worth the price. It would take you a couple of years to accumulate this much information, and it's going to be far too late by then. Get it, photocopy it, give it out with photocopies of the Declaration of Independence and copies of the Constitution. We have to do something, people, to wake people up. And that's basically what I have to say.
Well, we certainly thank you for calling in.
And thank you for all the work you've done.
Thank you. I can mention to you, too, that I have a postcard for the Bill of Rights that we want to get out to all the people also, along with the documents you mentioned.
Oh, very good. Very good. I mean, we have to do something. I mean, people are just... They're beyond sheeple. They're brain dead. They're absolutely brain dead out there. They don't even care.
Well, there are quite a few that are calling, and I know you're talking to some. So don't give up.
Oh, no, we're not giving. Believe me. Every day, I take things to work. I drop people. I take people. Drop things. You see a car window open? Drop the information in it.
That's
you go
right.
To a store, leave it on the counter. I mean, anywhere you can possibly
right.
think of.
Do you have your radio on by any chance?
No, I'm on a portable phone.
Oh, we are getting interference.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly thank you for calling.
Okay, Carolyn. Okay. Good night now.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I didn't mean to cut her off too soon. I think you could hear the interference there beginning to come in more and more. The number is 602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air. We have another caller who wants to sing along with everybody else. We are waiting for another caller now, 602-337-2524. We've got some reactions in the audience to our Animal Farm out there. Hello.
Hi.
I'm here.
Yeah. My name is Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
How are you?
Great.
Happy birthday to Bill.
Yeah.
A friend called me from Idaho today and was saying that his son was given a test in the school that it was like a questionnaire, and it said an alien spaceship landed in the United States and said that they were going to go to war with us, either go to war with us or we'd have to give up some of our rights. And that if we give up some of our rights, they would help, you know, enhance our civilization. Then to turn the page over and write between 1 and 10, 1 being the least likely right to give up and 10 being an easy right to give up, your answers, 1 through 10. And they turn the paper over and it's the Bill of Rights. And I was just, the child stood up and said that, just think if the aliens were the federal government. And later on, he got suspended for supposedly something else. But I'm wondering, if you know of any way, they're also giving another test to the kids in public schools, delving into personal lives and stuff, called CLAS. And I'm wondering if it has to do with this new way that Hillary Clinton and different people are talking about teaching our children. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I don't know directly something about what you've just mentioned, but homeschooling is one avenue that many, many parents are taking now. They just wouldn't go near a public school with their children.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't go near the public school with my children, but I mean, just really concerned about the children growing up in the public school system for the people that, I mean, it's becoming just a total, I mean, not that it always wasn't the poorest, you know, way of teaching children, but just these questions that they're asking now, just think of an alien spaceship landed and then turning the paper over, you know, I mean, and it's the Bill of Rights. What right do you want to give up? And then,
yeah.
You know.
Well, if you heard Sherry last Friday, but you didn't because it just went out on satellite, she said that it is the moms, the mothers that are going to begin to wake up because of the teaching of their children in schools, and they're going to begin to take much more action. You have to do something about it.
Right. It's just, it's sickening is what it is. I asked my friend to send me a copy of that.
Good. Yeah.
That letter. And I'm also wondering if you could answer a question for me. My sister's doing a report on cults in a psychology class that she has. And I loved last night's broadcast. It was real eye-opener. I was trying to record it. My machine didn't work. I'm wondering, do you have Janet Reno's definition of a cult there, or I will, you know, get a copy of the tape, but I wanted to call my sister tonight.
That definition that you may have heard, or you may have heard from someone else, was one that Bill Cooper read that was a misquote and being used on the computer networks.
I see.
And it's part of the lies and the misinformation that are being put out over all the different networks, radio, the main media, and people are falling for it. When you hear things, you must document, you must find out where it came from. There was no paper that was mentioned where this quotation came from, which radio program, which speech, which day. I mean, it's just information that's given out.
So when Bill Cooper said last night that's why I was confused, but when he said last night that Janet Reno was defining a cult as...
He was reading from a paper.
A misquote.
And if you remember, at the end he said the only true statement in that whole paragraph was the quotation from Clinton at the end.
Right. Right. I did remember that. I tried to rewind it to see what he'd actually said. But
you can mail in and get a copy of last night.
Yeah, I sure will.
It's $9 for non-members. And it's an important one to spread around as far as possible.
And you just order by the date. That
right,
it was
by the date.
That it was there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, God bless you all.
Thank you for calling. Bye. All right, now we'll look for another call for 602-337-2524. Hello, you're here.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling from Arkansas.
Hello.
Yeah, I just got back from enjoying a drink. At least I've got that right still. Anyway, I was interested in what he said about Linda Thompson. And,
right, but you know, sir, since it is Ladies' Night, I'm going to ask you if you'll call back on...
Oh, I didn't know it was Ladies' Night.
Good. I thought maybe you did. Oh. And if you had a brief comment or... We're all calling in and wishing Bill a happy birthday.
Well,
and I'll
tell
pass
Bill
it on
happy
to
birthday.
Him. And thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, we're on the air, hoping to hear from the ladies out there. 337-2524-602 is the area code. We'll see if someone is here. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes. You were talking about the Second Amendment?
Yes, sir, but I was mentioning that tonight is Ladies' Night. Do you have someone there with you who could talk for you?
No, just me.
Right. Maybe you'll call back another night then.
No, I don't think.
Thank you. All right. We're hoping to hear from the women. This is Ladies' Night, 602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, sorry to disappoint you about not being a lady, but the lady that called up and wanted to know about the stuff her child is learning in school, and she wanted to know where to get some information on it.
Right, quickly.
Pro Family Forum.
All right.
Box 1059.
Right.
Highland City, Florida. That's Dr. Shirley Correll. Outfit, and she was on our local Christian television network today also.
All right.
That lady has been 25 years in this business, and she really knows her stuff.
Since it has to
you
do with
you. Can send to her for, right. I think, $10 and get a packet, or maybe just write and ask her.
All right. We'll check into it, and thank you for calling in the information, sir.
All right, and thanks, Bill, for that fine program last night. I taped it, and it will be getting around starting tomorrow.
Good.
And happy birthday to him, many more.
Fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that was nice. Another birthday wish. But we're looking for information from the women about what's going on in their area. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I know I'm a man, but I just got a quick little levity for you. I heard it on the radio station today, and I thought it was quite cute. You know what you get when you cross a pot-smoking draft dodger with a lesbian? Chelsea Clinton.
Well, sir, I'm not sure this is an appropriate time for you to call in since it is Ladies' Night, but we did hear you. Thank you. Well, I think we do need to hear from the women, don't we? 1-602-337-2524. Hello? You're on the air.
Yeah, Carolyn.
Hi.
This is Amber in Austin.
Hello, Amber.
And the worm called you earlier. And I know it was Ladies' Night, so I thought I'd call in, too.
Great.
Bill, happy birthday out there.
He's smiling.
I wanted to let you know, when we got home, as you guys know, the Worm's a musician, and he likes pretty heavy music. Well, when we got home, there's a radio station here that's broadcast nationwide that is called Z-Rock.
Z-Rock?
Uh-huh. And what they have started, turned it on one morning, and that they have a morning program now with Ted Nugent, who has started talking about different things as far as the Patriot movement is concerned, and he calls it something different. I think on his show it's the Commando movement, but he is really trying to encourage people in this area to talk to their congressmen and their senators about different things that are going on, and he's passing out information on a daily basis here.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it's great. I didn't know of it before, and they told a story just the other day about a gentleman who somebody tried to rob his car, and he actually had to, he ended up shooting the individual, to make a long story short, and he shot him once, and the man pulled arms on him again, and he had to protect himself and shot him several times. The individual died finally because he didn't seek medical treatment, but he did pull arms on him, and he was very happy that he did so and protected his family.
Very good. And if he hadn't had a gun?
What would have happened?
That's right.
And one of the main points that they're making here nowadays is that the only people that have guns and are being able to keep them are the bad guys. The good guys are getting their guns taken away, and when all is said and done, the only people that are going to have guns are the bad guys.
But the good guys need to learn to be smart guys.
That's
you know,
right.
Not give up their guns. Yeah. So, in a sense...
Working on.
Right. In a sense, we can't say they're really good guys, because good guys do not give up their guns, or good women.
That's true.
Thank you for calling. We've got a big clap in the audience, and we'll hear from you again, I hope.
Thank you, Carolyn and Bill. Happy birthday. Bye-bye.
He's smiling. Bye. All right. You're ready for another call, 602-337-2524. And then we'll have a little break music and be ready to go into the afternoon program, the after break program. The number is 602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Melissa from Gorthville, Texas.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello. I'm calling in regards to y'all's tape last night. I don't know how much it was and we wanted to shut off for it.
Do you have the address, Melissa?
No, ma'am. Could you give it to me?
The amount is $9 and the date, of course, May 5th. And the address is CAJI, C-A-J-I, Post Office Box 1420, Show-Low, capital S-H-O-W, capital L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. I won't repeat it because it will be repeated at the end of the program.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We're going to break now. See you in a minute. We are going back on the air. I'm just going to turn the tape over.
Hello, folks. This is William Cooper for Swiss America Trading. Have you made your call yet? Have you called in to find out how you can protect your assets in the coming economic collapse? And believe me, folks, it's coming. It can do nothing other than collapse, for the cash doesn't exist that everyone thinks exists.
Let's just talk a little together about Swiss America Trading. But I'm first going to take this call. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Allison from Youngstown, Ohio.
Hello, Allison. I'm just going to ask you to wait just a minute while I explain that we are going to be talking about Swiss America Trading and the need to protect yourself and to call Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN. But I was going to ask some of you callers out there, and you don't have to speak because you haven't had time to prepare, but you can. If you have any comment to make about your experience with Swiss America, your calls to them, or what you feel you need to know.
Well, I'm afraid I haven't had any association yet with Swiss America, but I'm looking forward to maybe doing business with them someday. But my call really pertains to an issue that maybe Bill or maybe you too could answer, because I've been doing a lot of research in history, like historical research in the international conspiracy and so forth. I like listening to the program. And I was wondering if you knew any connections about the Guggenheim family and the Guggenheim Foundation to this. Daniel Guggenheim was really big in the mining industry, international mining, smelting, refining, that type of thing at the turn of the century. So I was wondering if they knew the association with him and the others. I've never heard about him or come across him in any other literature. So.
Well, I don't have anything to share with you, but perhaps if you find it, you could send it in to us, and we could share it, or if anyone else out there listening wants to call in and comment.
That would be great.
All right.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, just for a moment, we'll discuss Swiss America Trading. Many of you out there are wondering what's coming down after listening to Bill's program last night. Part of what we need to do is to prepare by protecting ourselves, getting our paper money translated into gold and silver, and being ready for the time when the banks possibly fail, when they change the course of our money, as they have changed the course of money, as I told you last week, in Russia for one country and in other countries. Call Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN. Ask him for the newsletter. Ask him for any other papers that he might have at this time. You could ask him if there are any more of the gold coins that he mentioned on Monday evening that are left that you could purchase. Chances are they're all gone, you've missed it, and you really have to listen closely. Remember, Gene Miller talks with us every Monday night for the first 5 to 10 minutes, and you can get the latest information, and he often has special purchases for you to call in immediately. Call Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN. That's Swiss America Trading, located in Phoenix. Ask for the newsletter and for any other special papers that they have ready to send out. Now we'll return back to our callers. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Larry from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yes, sir, but this is Ladies' Night.
I'm sorry, but can I just say this? Happy birthday, Bill. I'm an old carnival man. Let me just say this. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. He's a winner.
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Nice brief comments.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The number is 602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Kathy from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm calling to wish Bill a very happy birthday. And just to share a thought with some of your listeners out there, sometimes many of us wonder, you know, in various parts of the country, what we can do in our own little area to make a difference. And just recently I started writing a newspaper article on shortwave radio, and I think it's going to go over pretty good, and it's, you know, it's something different, and it's a different idea. People might not like to stay until midnight out here on the East Coast, but they can pick up the newspaper anytime they want and see what's going on shortwave radio now.
Kathy, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
When was the first article, and can you send us a copy?
I'd be more than happy to send you. My first article was published about 3 weeks ago, and right now I'm working on my next article. It's a monthly newspaper that comes out. So I think there'll be some good response to it. At least I hope there is.
Well, that's really exciting. Bill is out there smiling.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to share that. It's just another idea and another way to get information out.
Right. I hope you keep us on your mailing list then.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll see if you get on the mailing list.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Enjoying your show tonight.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Pennsylvania. All right. The number is 602-337-2524. Any other new ideas out there? Hello. You're on the air.
Good evening, Carolyn. How you doing? This is Hillary from Florida calling.
Oh, Hillary. Hi. All the way from Florida.
Well, yeah. All the way from another hot state. And I wish a happy birthday to Bill and good wishes to his family, especially to his wife.
Good.
It's a tough job supporting someone.
Well, you're a wife, so you know all about it. She's smiling.
Yeah. Well, there's quite a bit of a patriot movement going on in North Florida. I don't know if you're aware of it. You probably are. You probably speak to a lot of people.
Yeah, but we haven't shared it. Remember last Friday night, Ladies' Night didn't get out over shortwave, only on satellite. So go ahead.
And it's pretty exciting. I mean, a lot of women see what's going on. They're storing their food. And, well, there is a very pro-gun area. And they see that part of it, too. And, you know, women here are used to defending themselves. Even just about everyone carries either a knife or something because that's the way they're raised and that's what they believe in.
Hmm.
And, well, I just
wanted to... Did you grow up that way, Hillary?
Excuse me?
Did you grow up that way, carrying a weapon?
No, I grew up brainwashed. But I learned the hard way that human nature isn't what the socialists want everyone to believe. So that we can become docile and putty in their hands. But
well, if you didn't grow up that way, how did you overcome the feeling that it's wrong to have guns or knives or to get upset, get angry, fight, and protect yourself?
It's very simple. All you have to do is acquire a couple of them, and then the fear of, well, that's for bad people, kind of just disappears. I mean, it doesn't become a reality any longer if a law-abiding citizen owns guns and knives and defends himself. And, I did have a couple of friends who were pro-gun and who had licenses to carry.
Uh-huh.
So I was better with that point of view. And I saw the logic behind it, too, after.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in case. And it does thwart attempted robbery. And I haven't met anyone who actually had to use it other than to show it and to avert a robbery. So that's how I did it. I got a weapon. And that's how I wonder when I see pictures of Schumer and our Treasury Secretary, who is not an elected official, firing off weapons, and, you know, what's going through their minds, you know?
Right.
You know, they probably like using those firearms, like practicing with them, and they know they're taking them away, or they want to take them away from law-abiding citizens. And I asked my local police, my local sheriff and some local police who have lunch in the same place where I have lunch sometimes. And I showed them a picture of the Treasury Secretary, and they said, well, what do you think of this picture?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of gun control? And all four of them just told me right out that they didn't believe what was going on in Washington was going to do any good about crime at all, and that they don't have a problem with law-abiding citizens having firearms, and that they support it. And they were sincere. And we're not talking about wackos, we're talking about patriotic local police. They were sincere. They believed that people around here should be having firearms in their homes. And they firmly believe that they can't be everywhere. In fact, a lot of people around here don't even have police department associated with themselves. They have to go to the state police, the state troopers. So, what the problem they find is someone gets put away for 10 years, but they only serve 2 years, and then they're out on the streets, and they have to find them again. And that's their problem. That's the problem they have. They really would like to see that taken care of, and not gun control.
Right. I wonder if the public, such as yourself, are really encouraging the police to speak out and share this view.
Well, that of course, there are police who do support a resistance to the New World Order, and they it's not in my county, but it's in a neighboring county where they are having meetings now, and they're planning to deputize people when the time comes.
Because we need to see more and more of the people who are on our side stepping forward and taking action. They can't just wait any longer. Well, I'm really glad you called, Hillary.
Well, it's good speaking to you, and thanks for the great job you've been doing and everything you've been doing to support Bill Cooper and the Hour at a Time. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a great way to live, and I hope I will see you and your husband and everybody else out here in St. John's at the end of July when we have a convention, or the first week in August. We'll be announcing it at a future time. Thanks for calling, Hillary.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that was a little long conversation, but she was sharing some actual experiences that she had. Here's another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Michelle from Norman, Oklahoma.
Yes, hello.
One of the things we've been doing with the Hour of the Time, there is so much wonderful information on it, and it goes by so quickly over the course of an hour, and when it's over, you just go, well, what was that? Now, what were those details? And we've been taping them, and I have a transcription machine, and so we've been transcribing the programs and then cross-referencing them so that I can call up certain bits of information when I need to look up something specifically. And that's been very helpful. In our local area on the KTOK radio, local talk show, last night's sports program, which is usually just baloney sports stuff for 3 hours, all they talked about was the gun ban for 3 solid hours. And it was open line, and for 3 hours, only one person called in favor of the thing that happened in Congress the other day, and everybody else was really very upset, and, you know, they're talking about melting tar and plucking feathers and the whole works. So it's encouraging in a way to think that it's not just those few of us here who have shortwave and listen to it, but there are other people thinking out there who probably don't even know that the Hour of the Time exists. They just need to get organized.
Right.
And know what they're going to do. I would like to hear from more of the women out there of what they are, how they're actively working with their husbands to prepare and operate in their militias. I'm still trying to find my way in this thing and figure out exactly what role I should play. I'm preparing food, homeschooling, and collecting junk silver and all of these things that I can do. I would like to hear from some of the women out there who are really actively involved just for some sharing of ideas.
Well, I'll thank you then for calling, and we'll wait and see if somebody will call in and respond to your question.
Great. Thank
okay?
you.
Thanks for calling.
Happy birthday, Bill. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. The number is 602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Gone away. The number is 602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Carolyn. This is Kathy from Rhode Island.
Hi, Kathy.
And a very happy birthday to Bill Cooper.
Right, he's smiling.
And I'll say what I do to help, which I feel is spiritual warfare, is I have a cable television show. And Bill has allowed me to share some of his videos on my program, and also Ralph Epperson and the Waco tape and the Hidden Truth UFO and various tapes people send to me to share with the public.
That's great. How long have you had this?
Oh, about 2.5 years.
My goodness.
And I also go out and do speaking engagements to any group that wants to hear me talk about the New World Order, motorcycle associations and American Legions and whoever will have me.
That's really great. Now, would you say that you go out once a month to speak to groups? On the average, or?
Well, on the average, the speaking engagements just started a few months ago, and I just got one actually to speak to one of our colleges here on Tuesday. So it seems to be getting a little more in demand right now, which is fine.
That's excellent.
And it's a lot of fun doing this, too, because you meet a lot of interesting people. And a lot of people are starting to wake up.
We'll hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. The number is 1-602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Carolyn.
Yes?
This is Mary Ann from Abilene, Texas.
Texas.
Yes. And my husband wanted me to ask if you had received our package. I believe it was a search warrant from the Waco catastrophe.
A search warrant from the Waco catastrophe. I've got two people nodding in the audience, and I believe their name is Coopers.
Good.
Cooper, so I guess you've got your answer.
Yeah, so that's good. I just wanted to say that I have recently come from the land of sheeple and have become more enlightened in what is going on, and my husband has been much more active in patriot movement than I have, but I have begun to see a lot of things that have occurred, and I'm a business person in town, and have just have held on to my beliefs with tooth and nail. But I've been forced to let go, and if there's any other women out there that are in the same situation as I am, coming from a different perspective and having to, you know, believe that the government was here to help us and all that sort of trash that they aren't, I just want to sympathize with anyone else who's going through this kind of transition. I've lost a lot of sleep and restless times just trying to deal with the reality of the situation. And I just wanted to say that we are active here in Abilene with the Patriot Movement, and are spreading the word as quickly as we can. And
would,
we appreciate you all, and a happy birthday to Bill.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for calling about that. Let me just ask you if you have any comments to make to husbands who are trying to get their wives to understand more.
I think there's an inherent problem in that we don't like to listen to our husbands. And I think that having other people talk to me as well, because I'll just tell you a real quick story. About 5 years ago, my husband, I used to consider these fits that he would have where he would just get on the subject and just not let go.
Mm-hmm.
I would just kind of just tap my foot and say, well, this is going to be over with in a minute. He'll calm down. And then I began to pay attention to what he was saying and how it was taking place. And it took a period of 5 years for me to really believe that these kinds of things were going on. But when I began to hear from other individuals that I knew in the community as well, it gave a little more credibility. I guess it's when you live with someone long enough, you kind of not blow them off, but not take them as seriously as perhaps you might someone else that in another environment. But I think that his constant prodding has been helpful to me, because as much as I like to tune him off and turn him, you know, just say I don't believe that, he always comes back with the reality of the situation, and so I have joined in the ranks of the Patriot Movement and trying to get other people who are trying to cross that bridge from being a sheeple to being a regular thinking individual, that it can be done, and it is a painful, frightening experience, but if you can let go of the beliefs that you thought were there to the ones that are actually in reality, your eyes are really become opened.
Right, and maybe you could think about it and call in when we have another ladies' night, and be a little more, not specific, but share a little more about what husbands can do and what other people can do to have their wives open their eyes. Or it can be the reverse, too, of course. Wives can be trying to get their husbands to listen.
It's usually the other way around. But, yeah.
Well,
I'll be thinking about that.
Because it is a problem that has to be faced, and the husbands who do it are in the right. They really have to keep on prodding because we are facing something very serious.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on the air. All right, the number is 1-602-337-2524. Do we have any more women out there calling in with their messages? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Pam from Smyrna.
Smyrna where? Where is Smyrna?
In Georgia.
Georgia.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. I was wondering if you could answer a question on the ban on assault weapons for me. How long do I have to buy one? When are they going to be illegal?
You better go buy one tomorrow, Bill said.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that fast.
Okay,
also, I was wondering the phone number to buy gold
right.
coins.
1-800
okay.
buy coin, BUYCOIN, and be sure to talk to Gene Miller.
Gene Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can call tonight, leave the message on his machine, and he'll get back to you tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Fine. Glad you called in.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. All right, the number is 1-602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is for Bill.
Take that smile off your face.
All right, he got the message, and everyone is laughing, as you probably hope to inspire a good laugh. Hello, you're on the air.
Is this men's night?
No, it is ladies' night. Do you have a quick comment? Or it sounds sometimes like it is men's night, but I don't like to cut everybody off immediately.
Well, I just want to say I support William Cooper and everything he does.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. The number for the women to call in tonight is 602-337-2524. I'm sorry that all of you missed Sherry's call last Friday. I wish she would call again. Hello, you're on the air.
Meow.
We had a call from the kitty cat last Friday also. Persistent. Hello, you're on the air.
Here you
go. Are you there? I guess no one's on the air right there. Sherry called from Connecticut and shared with us the 7 points that are important, at least the Russians felt they were important for the Russian Revolution. Hello?
Yes, are we on the air?
Yes, you're on the air, and this is Ladies' Night. Do you have a quick comment?
Yes, ma'am, just quick. Happy birthday, Bill Cooper.
Very good. Thank you. Good night.
Do you think we ought to start hanging our flags upside down?
We'll discuss it maybe next week.
I'll be listening.
All right. We'll discuss it with you if you call in. 1-602-337-2524. We have a few more minutes left, and then we'll wind up for the evening. We've had a few good calls this evening from around the country, shortwave and satellite. The number is 1-602-337-2524. Perhaps here we have someone. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to thank the, if we knew it was Ladies' Night.
Yes.
The week ahead of time, that then maybe I could arrange for my wife to listen to the program. It comes on late at night, and sometimes listen to your program. I don't know until the night before, and that we can arrange things.
Well, very good. Thank you for your comment. That's a good idea. As we reorganize and set up our broadcast, we'll keep that in mind.
I have to work on my wife.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Good night. Well, that was a good ladies' night comment. 1-602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm Linda from New Jersey.
Hello, Linda.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could tell me what the price of the treason documents for CAGI members is.
$75 for CAGI members.
Okay. All right. And happy birthday to Bill.
Fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. We thank you all for calling in. And Pooh is saying good night, and we'll all say good night with a small song. She may come and sing.
Only
say goodbye.